I want us to go to Colossians 2, 14 and 15, and I want you to see what the king did for us. He blotted out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us. Now, first of all, let me ask you, what in the world is he talking about? If he says he's blotted out the handwriting of ordinances, what is that that God is talking about? No, he's not talking about the law. What was against us? Our sins. Our sins was written down. In other words, every time you sin, that's against you. Is that right? Yeah. Every time you sin somewhere, you open a door to the devil. In other words, the devil has no legal claim to you all through this whole thing until you sin. When you sin, then you break God's law. I mean, that's just like if you're driving down the road. We got an executive department out here we call the highway department. You're driving down the road at 60 miles an hour out there on that highway. It's on 630, on 35W. The speed limit is 65. You're driving down that road at 60 miles an hour, and you pass 14 highway patrols down there. How many of them can stop you? None. Ain't not one single one of them can bother you. They can't touch you because you didn't break a single law. If you was driving 60 miles an hour and you were within control of your car, you wasn't sliding sideways at 60 miles an hour or something like that. Because if you're obeying the law, they ain't going to bother you, are they? Although there's 14 of them down there. Now, most of the time you see 14 highway patrol lined up, you're looking at driving 60, you're going to slow down to 50. Why? Just because you want to make sure you're within the confines of the law. You don't have to slow down. You're within the confines of the law. But let's say, for instance, you come over that hill and you're in a big hurry and you're driving 80. And there's just one down there. Now what do you got to do? Oh, my goodness gracious. When you know you're driving 80 and you look and you see that. And if you got a radar detector, which so many Christians got radar detectors, we should never have a radar detector. You should never break God's law. Because if you break his law, you're going to open the door to the devil. And so here you are driving 80 miles an hour and you pass over the hill and a little thing says beep, 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 beep. And you say, arr! And it's too late. The guy turns on his lights down there. You just pull off the side of the road. 20 minutes later, after he's sitting there reading all the stuff all about you, he comes up and says, sir, what was your hurry? He said, well, I was in a big hurry. I need to get somewhere. Well, see, you could have been there by now. Because he's going to sit there and detain you for 20 minutes, isn't he? You know? And ain't no use in you getting no hurry because he ain't going to get no hurry. But did he have legal right to stop you? Oh, yeah. And when he says, I'm sorry, he wrote down. Now then, the handwriting of ordinances was against you. He wrote a ticket. Did he not? And he handed it to you. Now you got to show up in court. When you show up in court, all of a sudden, a man walks up and says, sir, you got this ticket? Yes, I did, and they say this is going to cost $200. So he said, come on up with me to the judge. You walk up there with him. He said, judge, this man got a ticket. And what's the fine? He said, $200. He reached in his pocket and said, here, I'm going to pay his $200. Now he's free to go. Wow, this makes my whole day. I got a ticket. But now, this is exactly what Jesus did for you and me. He took all these sins that we had against us, all these ordinances that was written against us, and many of us had all kinds of sins that we had committed. And Jesus said, okay, I'm going to die, and I'm going to take all the stuff that's against you. I'm going to erase it. I'm going to take it away. Now then, at any time in your life, any one of you can come to me and accept me as your Lord and Savior, and I will take that entire list of sins against you, and I will throw it away. Is that what he says? Now then, after you get saved, you become his child. And there's no more redemption. He only redeems you at the beginning. So all this handwriting, he blotted out this handwriting of ordinances, of these sins that was against us, which was contrary to us. He took it out of the way and he nailed it to his cross. He told the devil, devil, I paid Pat's price. All the wicked things this girl's done in her life. And let me tell you, there ain't not one single one of us hadn't done a lot of wicked things in her life. So when I say all the wicked things she's done, I'm not picking out Pat. I'm telling you, I'm picking out people Every one of us have committed multitudes of sins. And God doesn't categorize sin. Any sin is sin, isn't it?
Right.
Make it with a little lie. Everybody told a little lie in your life? Sure. If you don't agree with that, you're just guilty. You just lied. Because every human being in the world has told a lie, you know. And somebody says, like these guys here a while back, I had a boy that was down on his back, and I couldn't find out what was wrong with him. I was having trouble getting him healed. And I asked him a question. Have you ever committed adultery? No, sir. I said, how old are you? 26 years old. I said, you've never been to bed with a woman? Never. I said, well, that's highly recommendable, son, I'll have to say. But for 2.5 hours, I tried to find his sin. I finally come back to the point. I said, son, have you ever looked at a woman and wanted to go to bed with her? Yeah. I said, you know that's sin? Yeah, I guess it is, isn't it? I said, yeah. I said, so you are guilty of adultery. I said, that's a sin that God hates. I said, tell him you're sorry. And I said, he'll forgive you. And he did. And I prayed a prayer of faith for him, and God instantly healed his back. Instantly. The guy got up off the bed and went and played basketball for hours. But yet before that, he couldn't get out of that bed under no conditions. The sin was taking him down. But now then, if he had not been a Christian and he'd come to Jesus, that list of sins that was against him, when he accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, what did Jesus do with that list of sins? Wiped them out. He blotted them out. He took away the power of the devil. He says, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, he took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Now, for those of you that said the law, what give the devil the legal right to put these things against us? The law. The law is the one that said, do not do this, do not do this, do not do this. Is that right? What is it out here that keeps you driving down the road under 65? The law. Well, when you break the law, you're guilty, and they're going to make a handwriting against you, and they're going to write this up, and they're going to give you a ticket, and you're going to have to go to the judge. But Jesus has paid the price for that. So when you come to Christ, he says he has spoiled or disarmed principalities and powers. That's Satan and his host of demons. He's made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it, the cross. So now then, when we get our sins repented of, once we get our sins repented of, again, the keys of the kingdom become yours again. Now, when you get into sin, the keys are taken away from you. God is not going to share his power with a disobedient son. You're not going to be able to walk in power with God and walk in sin. So you're living with some girl out of wedlock when you're a 16 or 18-year-old boy or girl, and you wonder why nothing good is going to happen in your life. You wonder why you can pray about everything. Nothing happens because you're living in disobedience. God, if you don't know this, once you get saved, God demands you become holy. He don't have it no other way. He has no children that walk in power once they get saved that are walking in disobedience. If you want to walk in God's power, you want to see your prayers answered, you're going to do it his way. I love walking in obedience to God's word. I love a man coming into a healing school yesterday and had flown his sister in from California. Why? Because last month when I was here, you prayed for my other sister and she was instantly healed right here, standing here on the spot. Do we love seeing those keys work for us? I do. I love seeing God show up like that. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us. He took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Now, the law, who could possibly keep every facet of the law? Nobody. There ain't never been a human being that could keep the law in its totalness. You can't do it. So Jesus, all those sins that were against us, everything that was piled up for all those years, the very minute he died on that cross, he paid the price for those. So years later, you can come to him with your pile of sins and you say, Lord, I want to receive you as my Lord and Savior. Bam! That list of things against you all those years is washed away by the blood of Jesus. And Satan has no more legal claim to you. None. And it may not be easy to get rid of him, because he does not go away easy. He doesn't give up easy. And so sometimes it takes some real knowledge and wisdom from God's word to drive these devils out and keep them out. But we got all power over him. Look at there. And having disarmed or spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in the cross. Now then, let's go to Colossians chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Colossians 1, 12 and 13. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet or fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. That's where we live now. We used to live in the kingdom of darkness. Satan ruled over us. We were his children. You know, you don't like it, you know, whenever I tell people when they got a little child running up and down the aisles or running up and down into the store or whatever, and they say, "Oh, my son, he's so mean." I said, "No wonder he's a child of the devil." "What do you mean? My child's not a child of the devil." "Do you go to church?" "Well, no, we don't go to church, but I don't believe in them things." Well, let me tell you, it don't matter whether you go to church or don't go to church till that kid gets saved. He's a child of the devil. We don't like to see that, do we? But do you know every one of us? Get over it. Every one of us in this room have been children of the devil. I didn't like to think about myself being a child of the devil. But you know, as I've, just like I was telling Dave the other day, even with his, you know, one of them was, in fact, I was here a while back, it wasn't too long ago, not long at all, that John and Evelyn and little Josh, they were all outside playing at 40 degrees, and little Josh ain't got no shoes on. So he's out there, they opened the door and they went out. I happen to back up my pickup. I'm getting ready to go to town. And I think, well, I'm going to watch a minute to see what's going on here. Well, they opened the door, and John and Evelyn went back in and closed the door and left little Josh standing outside in the cold. I kind of looked at him, and he kind of looked at me, and I said, "I guess you want me to come over there." So I drove back over there, and I says, "Josh, would you like to get back in where it's warm?" "Yes." So I reached up and opened the door and let him in. I told Dave, I said, "You don't have to teach them to be devils. They're already devils." Isn't that right?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, "Use the Keys of the Kingdom," in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.